From NPR West and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. The lead story today, a Vatican statement says the condition of Pope John Paul II has worsened. Catholics are gathering in St. Peter's Square to pray and await further news about the ailing pontiff. Joining us from St. Peter's Square is Christopher Dickey. He's a longtime correspondent for Newsweek. He's covered Pope John Paul II throughout almost all of his papacy. Chris, what is the latest that you're hearing there?
Well, Alex, what we're hearing is that the Pope's condition is steadily declining. But there's also, you have to remember, a sort of a delay on these notifications. We were still hearing that he was suffering from a urinary tract infection this morning, when in fact, yesterday afternoon, he had had the cardiac crisis that has now put him almost literally at death's door. So it seems that the Vatican is preparing itself and world opinion for the moment when they will announce sometime fairly soon that Pope John Paul has passed away.
You are there at St. Peter's Square. What's happening?
Well, I actually just walked out of the square, but there were a couple of lights on in the private apartments of the Holy Father, which obviously people were looking at and wondering if they might see something. It was one of those people wondered if they might see a silhouette against the shades. No, nothing was seen except the light. But people are expectant. They don't really know what to see. The crowd in St. Peter's is not very big right now. It's a chilly evening. I think what we're going to see is people are going to if and when they hear that the Holy Father has actually passed away. But for the moment, there's just an air of expectation and a kind of a growing media circus at odd quarters of the Vatican, where people think they can get a good camera angle on the windows and on St. Peter's Dome.
That window is where the Pope appeared twice within the last week, trying to speak, unable to speak. One thing that was so remarkable about that appearance is we don't customarily see powerful world figures displaying their vulnerability in the way that he did in those moments.
Well, he's bearing witness to his own suffering as an example to mankind. That's not only the line of the Church. It's a very deeply ingrained principle in the Christian and Catholic faith, this idea of suffering as part of life and as part of redemption. The ultimate example of that was Jesus Christ himself. And very clearly, the Pope has been emulating the experience of Christ, saying that he would keep on, he would try to keep alive as long as possible. He would fight against death. He would suffer as much as it took, and he would do so publicly, not privately. But the struggle now seems to be coming to an end.
Newsweek correspondent Christopher Dickey speaking with us from the Vatican in Rome. Chris, thank you.
Thank you, Alex.